Welcome to another message from Charles Millett Ministries. For more information, contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
It's great expectations on your radio.
Get clear.
Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great expectations.
With the Bishop
Charles Millett.
Yeah. With the Bishop
Charles Millett.
You're rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millett. Great expectations.
So this is the time that the church should stand up and stand out, because what Jesus is building can't be shaken. No matter what's being shaken, no matter what's struggling, no matter what's rocking all around you, what the Lord is building is rock solid. Look at your neighbor and tell him you're sitting beside somebody that's built to be rock solid. So the church should be rising up with strength and conviction, understanding that the light of God is on us in a very dark world. And we've been chosen by God to be what remains when everything else is being shaken. We are favored for life. Are you receiving this? No matter what, God is building something in you that when everything else doesn't know what to do, you will not be standing talking about, I don't know what to do. Now you got to prophesy this. You got to take this position, because what you don't speak, you'll never see. And Jesus wasn't talking about, when he said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. He wasn't talking about no building. He's talking about you. The Lord is saying, in this hour, I am building a people. I am building a family. I am building individuals who will remain. Can you speak this over yourself? I'm rock solid. Look at your neighbor and say, don't just say it. Receive this thing in your life. Look at your neighbor and say, you're not barely getting by. You're favored for life. I believe we better say it again. Come on, say, you're not barely getting by. Look at somebody else and say, you are not barely getting by. You are favored for life. There's a purpose for your life. Psalm 65 and 11, God said, in a world that's going through so much turmoil, the Lord promises, I still am God. No matter what's happening around you, I still am going to crown you with abundance and blessings. No matter what's going on around you, this is how God's going to crown you. Woo, I received this thing in my life. And what God has for you does not run dry. His peace don't run dry. His joy don't run dry. His strength doesn't run dry. Lord, where are you at? His healing doesn't run. He don't run out of, God don't run out of nothing. So there's no need me walk around acting like I don't have what I need. God don't run out of no joy. The only way we run out of joy is when your joy is situational joy, where you get joy only based on what's going on that's right. But when you get the kind of joy that Jesus wants you to have, the joy of being able to testify that the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my light, I have no reason to fear. Now that's your joy, and that's not situational. That's the kind of testimony you keep no matter what's happening in your life. Look at your neighbor and say, God don't run out of no joy. He don't run out of no peace. He don't run out of love. There's no reason to have a deficiency in love when there's so much love available for us that's coming from God. God doesn't run dry. He doesn't run dry. And our help comes from the Lord. Look at David telling him, we've been favored for life. Say, seek the favor and believe for the blessings of God like never before. Come on, say it. Seek the favor and believe for the blessings of God like never before. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Like never before. God is looking for ministries and for people that he can entrust his favor to. People that will understand what favor is for. God ain't just struggling. Oh, Lord, I hope I can find somebody. God is like, whosoever will step up to the plate. Look at your neighbor and tell him God's ready to trust you with some huge stuff. Say, you are a house that you are a people that God has his hand upon. Say, his hand of favor. And you need to understand why it's so important that you get planted in the local church. God doesn't just plant you or drop you in a church accidentally. There's a reason, there's a purpose for that. My coming to this church, me being in this church, I am called and ordained by God to be your pastor. That's what I'm called to do. And who would have known that over these 28 years, God would do some of the things that he has done. And many of you, without boasting or bragging, you're favored, you're blessed, your family's blessed, you're favored, you've been through much, you've been healed, you've been delivered, God's opened doors, God's made ways, God's turned things around, God's flipped it, God's reversed it, the favor is on your life. You know why? Because honest to God, because as your pastor, I remain. And there are a whole lot of things that have been shaken over 28 years. And everything in your life that's been shaken, God says it has been, stop troubling yourself. It's been shaken, glory to God, to show you what don't need to stay. So everything that can be shaken, listen to what the Lord is saying. Everything that can be shaken, you can't have favor on your life and not go through a little something to be favored. Look at your neighbor and say, but look at you. Say, a whole lot of stuff in your life has been shaken over time, but you still here. Now, I don't know if you got that. I don't know if you got that. Do you have any idea? Take for just a moment, any idea what you or your family have been through? What things have hit your life to shake you? Now, stuff has been shaken, but look at you. Look, come on now. Look at you. Look at your neighbor and say, look at what the Lord has done. Look at what, reach over and touch somebody. Feel what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. Experience what the Lord has done. This is somebody who was designed not to remain, but the Lord said. Come on, tell your neighbor, stand up and stand out, baby. Stand up, stand out. Say, you've been planted in this church, and it's amazing what God has done in your life since you have tapped into the place where God has favored. Let me tell you something. You don't have to be the ocean yourself. All you got to do is tap into the ocean that exists. And when you tap into what exists, you benefit from what's flowing. Devil don't want you to understand you benefit from the overflow. Bishop don't have to prophesy to me for me to benefit. He can prophesy to you, and what I see flowing in your life, I snatch it for myself. Boy, I wish I had about five people this morning. Is it anybody that need to receive anything from the Lord right now? You can receive it while I'm preaching this word right now. Is this word for anybody right now? If this word is for you, touch two people and tell them I'm favored for life. I don't just have favor on my life. I'm favored for life. My life is about favor. I've been given life because God has favored me. Do what the Lord has had to do to rescue you? You should have lost your mind a long time ago. You should have quit before with what you went through. But look at what remains. Stop. I'm not telling you don't hurt. I'm not telling you don't feel it. I'm not telling you didn't put you through something. But your life is bigger than what you lost. Touch your neighbor and say, keep strengthening what remains. Are you listening to me? You got to go through a little something on your way to being favored for life. Mary was chosen of God to birth the Messiah, to be a carrier of her generation. And you and I are chosen of God to be a carrier to our generation as well. And if you are born again, if you've trusted God with your life, you are filled and sealed with the Spirit of God. And you are a carrier. You're pregnant with something. For your generation. And your adversary knows it. We've been commissioned by God to take Jesus to our generation. Commissioned by God to take Jesus to our generation. He dwells in us. He's commissioned us to go in all the world, and this includes your community. Your school, your business, your job, wherever your world is, you have been commissioned by God to be a carrier to your generation. And your world is not just in the four walls of this church. Look at your neighbor and tell him you're packing something powerful. See, that's why Satan is so angry, upset with your life. Because you have the favor of God on your life. And that's the favor. Listen, that's the favor on your life that you've been commissioned by God to carry something. To carry it to your generation. And that's what the Lord has commissioned and called us to do. And he said, listen, this is what I want you to do until I come back. In this end or last days, in this church age, this is what you and I have been commissioned to do, to carry it. And you got to protect your deposit. You don't take your money and take it to a bank that doesn't have a track record to take care of your deposit. And what the Lord has put up in us, we don't take it just anywhere. We don't just do anything with it. You're favored for life. Any of y'all ever seen or noticed of late, the last few years, you can pull up anywhere almost, in North Carolina at least, and you can see somebody with a pistol on their hip? And some of them, they could have, they don't care if you don't see anything else. You're going to see that. Woo-hoo. Their pistol can be on their left side. They're not going to speak to you from their right. They feel a sense of power, sense of boldness, feeling like I'm carrying something. And sometimes the bigger the piece, the more they show it. What are you carrying? And how does it make you feel? And if you're not careful, you will be intimidated by the folk who show you their weapon. Even if they don't do anything with it, they just want you to see it. I wonder what the devil needs to see that you're packing. Let me tell you the greatest thing he needs to see, what you're carrying. This sucker is loaded, baby. You hear me? It's an arsenal you can't find nowhere else. And it's the only one that will take Satan down. Are you listening to me? Look at David and say, I'm favored for life. I'm favored for life. So God is asking me, and he's equipping me. He's empowered me to do exactly what he's asked me to do. You might be a singer. You might be a dancer. You might be an attorney. You might be a lawyer. You might be a dentist. You might be an engineer. All of those things are incredible. Those things are your function, but that's not your purpose. You're brought here to be a carrier, born again. I want to give you a few things right quick, 3 points of power that I want you to get with what I'm sharing with you. Number one, 3 points of power centered around favor for life. Favor is always attached to purpose. Got to understand what it's for. The angel said unto Mary, and I know y'all normally hear this message around Christmas time, but you've been favored for more than Christmas. So the angel says, you have found favor and you're going to birth God for your generation. This word comes to this woman for her generation the same way this word is coming to us for our generation. He says, you found favor, not just for stuff. God will bless you with stuff. God will give you what you need for what he's called you to do. But you got favor for more than stuff. You got favor for life. You've been called to be a God carrier to your generation. You're called to bring forth light in a dark place. And Mary's like, me? Little me? Yes, you. You don't just have favor on you. You've been favored for life. You've been favored because you are a life giver. You give life. Someone asked me a couple of weeks ago, said, what do you do for a living? I said, I bless people. I said, oh, that's interesting. How do you do that? That's how I get the door open to witness. I'm a full-time, oh, a pastor. Yes. Well, you were excited when you found out I bless people. But now all of a sudden that I'm a pastor, now you're like, oh. And you don't have to be a pastor to bless people. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I'm packing something powerful. Say, I am favored for life. And whoever I touch, whoever I share with, when I share and when I touch, God's going to use what I share to change the life of the person that I'm talking to. Or do you receive that? God's going to use that. And in Luke 1 and 36, favor is also attached to the timing of God. First, it's attached to purpose. The favor is not on you for nothing because you're a carrier. And then the favor of God is attached to the timing. It was the 6th month that her cousin Elizabeth was with child. And sometimes, y'all, people, you miss being favored for life because you struggle with what's happening with time. Look at your neighbor and say, favor is attached to time. Come on, say it like you mean it. Say, favor is attached to time. The Bible says, be not weary in well-doing, for you will reap in due season if you faint not. But the devil wants you to get tired of waiting. He wants you to get to the place where you say, God, I'm not waiting no more. And when you get to that place, you'd be like, you know what? What's going on in this marriage? I'm going to get a couple of ministry. I'm going to give it 2 months. I'm going to go twice. Focus ministry. I'm going once. I'm going to go one time. See what it's about. Lord, I'm going through my finances on my job and whatever. I tell you what, I'm going to try this tithing thing for a few weeks. Now, listen to me. We are too Christian to really say that. So we don't really literally just say to God, I'm not going to the couples for 2 months. I'm going to the singles 1 month. I'm not going to pay my tithes. But we don't literally say that because we're too Christian to do it. I mean, to say it, but we do it. You don't tell God what you do, but you do it. Why? Because we attach a time to what God calls a season. And when we don't get what we want in our time, we get tired. And we sacrifice and we yield and we settle for some ungodly relationship because we're tired that God ain't moving in our time. And the Lord didn't say, do not be weary in well-doing, for in due time. No, he said season. And he said, you're going to reap if you faint not. So God has already scheduled with the timing in which you're supposed to surface. See, what you don't understand is everything is not just about you. See, sometimes it's not you. God is getting other things ready. He's getting people ready. I've had times when I wanted God to go ahead and do something and hurry up and do it. And God said, I can do this for you, but where you're going, they're not ready for you. So God has to get stuff ready. And for example, like right now, you see me ministering, you see me preaching, you see me visible. But there are a whole lot of things happening behind the scene that you don't see that makes me able to do what you do see. See, there were people that were moving as early as 6 o'clock that made it possible for me to stand and you to see me. But you don't see them people. You don't see what they are doing behind the scene that allows you to be able to say amen to me and look at the PowerPoints and see the notes. But there's a whole lot going on behind the scene that makes all of this possible. And God is trying to tell you in your life, don't be attaching no time to what is a season, because there's a whole lot going on behind the scene that's getting you ready for the season that's coming. But you're trying to just connect it to time. Are you listening to me? So the favor of God, number one, is attached to what? Purpose. It's also attached to time. And then thirdly, it's attached to the presence of God. Mary said, how is all of this thing, or all these things that you're speaking to me, how's this stuff going to happen? How's it going to come to pass? And he said, the Holy Spirit's going to overshadow you. The presence of God is going to come on you. And you're going to be able to do something that you didn't even know you could do. And when the presence of God got through talking to her, even though she asked the question, how is this going to happen? When the presence of God got through moving on her life, she said, be it done unto me. And when you're favored for life, you got to understand the purpose. When you're favored for life, you got to understand the timing. And when you're favored for life, you got to understand what the presence of God helps you to do when you think you can't do it. How can these things be? The presence of God is going to come upon you. And this is what's going to happen. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I'm favored for life. I'm favored for life. Say, favor is attached to the presence of God. Because, see, life can take you off course. It can throw you off sometime, and the Spirit of God has to come over you to overshadow you, to keep you on course. Let me give you these two scriptures right quick, and I'm going to close. Revelation 12:7-9. Revelation 12:7-9. Check this out. And there was war in heaven. There was war where? There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. Michael, the archangel of God, fought against Satan. Where at, y'all? Come on, saints. Come on now. I only got 5 minutes. Where at? In heaven. Now listen, y'all. And the dragon fought and his angels, because Satan was in heaven and influenced a third of the angels to follow him in his wicked self. And they fought. You listen? Are you listening? This is God's. This is a fight broke out in God's house. The devil was right in God's house and started a fight. What makes you think he won't try to start something in your family? Do you think he cares? Oh, Lord, have mercy. And a fight broke out. This is in God's house. And the dragon and his angels fought against Michael and his angels. It's God and Satan going at it. Are you listening? Look at the next verse. They fought against Michael and his angels, but they prevailed. This is what you need to get. You're favored for life. What you're going through is not designed to kill you. It's not designed to take you out. They prevailed not. And listen, y'all, neither was their place found anymore. God is trying to bring you to the place that you understand. With him in your life, you don't lose anymore. Does that mean you don't go through? No, but it means when I go through, I don't lose anymore. There was no place found anymore in heaven. Look at the next verse. Wow. Look at this. And the great dragon, which is Satan, was what? No, he's still living there. No, he's still in charge. Nobody could do anything with him. He was cast out. Who? Come on, let's break his name on down. What else is he called? What else is he called? What else is he called? Deceived the whole world. He was what? And what? And you wonder why you go through sometimes. Because guess where his fighting ground is now? And guess who he's picking a fight with now? Come on, y'all. Guess who he's picking a fight with now? You know why he's fighting with us? Because he's already been defeated by our daddy. So he hopes they're picking a fight with his children. But it ain't but one problem. Woo! Glory to God. God has already favored his own children. And he's telling his children, you got what it takes. Know your purpose. Know the timing. And know what my presence will do. Because if you ever struggle with your purpose and you struggle with timing, don't think about it. Don't worry about it. My presence is there. Cast them out. Now look at Ephesians right quick, 2:4-6. But God, who is rich in what? For his great love wherewith he what? Come on, y'all, talk back to me. He loved us, right? Look at this. Even when we were what? Have what? With who? By what? Look at verse 6. And have what? Give me three people right quick. Quick. Thank you, Dr. Ben. Praise the Lord. Two more. Come on. Right here. Y'all face me. Oh, y'all face me for just a moment. Praise God. Now, this is where these brothers live before Jesus came into their life at this level. God is up here. Okay? And God says, they don't need to stay down there. They need to be up here where I'm at. And the only way to get them from down there to up here is to introduce them to Jesus. Because when they accept Jesus, Jesus not only comes into their life, but according to what we just read, he shifts their life. He moves them from where they are to where they should be. Now, here is God in this heavenly place. Now, guess who used to be here with God? We just read it, saints, in Revelation. Guess who used to be here with God? The devil did. And guess what God did with the devil? Kicked him out and then sent Jesus and said, hey, come on, y'all. Now, guess where y'all at now? Turn around. Guess where y'all at now? Now, guess where you used to be? So why in the world are you in that place acting like where you used to live? Why are you behaving and carrying on like you are where you used to be. You are not where you used to be. You don't worry like you used to worry. You are not depressed like you used to be depressed. Stuff don't shake you like it used to shake you. You don't quit like you used to quit. You don't, oh Lord, have mercy. You don't give up like you used to give up. Why? Because you are not where you used to be anymore. What are you saying? You are favored. And you walking around acting like where you used to live. When Jesus is saying, I've raised you up. The way you used to behave when you were sick, you don't behave like that now. Now down here, is where that dragon and his demons are. And they always cause trouble down here. So Jesus says, you're in it, but you're not of it. So in other words, Donovan, I have to deal with it. But the way I handle it from a different position. And when you shift your position, your perspective changes. See, down here, you see here. But when you are moved here, in other words, God says, Bender, it's about the bigger picture now, son. It's about the bigger picture. Your purpose is larger. The timing is larger. And my presence is larger. There are things, Lord Jesus, have mercy. There are things you see up here that you can't see down here. Because see, down here, you're so in the thick of it. But when I shift you, what are you trying to say? Sometimes, God, I got to quit. Sometimes God can so bless your life. So bless your life until you will take the blessing and turn it into drama. And now what was designed to bless you is in your way. What do you mean? You done got in your own way because you act like where you used to be instead of behaving like where you are. Why? Because right here, I see things. Down here, I saw it my way. Up here, I see it God's way. You got no business walking around with a love deficiency, with all of this love that God has made available to you. You got all, I have never seen so many people with so much hate and so much anger and so much rage and consumed with it. And you got all this power. All this power. And you have not been placed in a heavenly place to behave like an earthly person. And what we are struggling with is when you try to make what is heavenly earthly. When you try to make what is spiritual flesh. And Mary, out of nowhere, God sends the angel and says, you have found favor.
Get clear. Let's get clear, y'all.
Get focused.
Let's get focused.
Get moving. Great expectations.
Charles Millett Ministries would like to thank you for listening to this message. We pray that the favor of God continues to elevate your life. Our mission is to get clear, get focused, and get moving. If you want more information about our ministry, please contact Christian Provision Ministries at 919-774-9462 or visit us online at www.christianprovision.com.
Yeah, you on with the Bishop
Charles Millet.
Yeah, with the Bishop
Charles Millet.
You rocking with the Bishop
Charles Millet. Great Expectations.